The next patient is Guadalupe Gonzalez. The first name, G-U-A-D like in Delta, A-L like in Lima, U-P-E. Last name, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z like in Zulu, A-L-E-Z. Number one. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old Hispanic female, American-born, who comes to the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, that has been followed by a different nephrologist. The patient, when referred to this office, brought a laboratory workup done and ordered by Dr. Saint Flair, S-A-I-N-T-Flair, F-L-E-U-R. And that was done on May the 10th of 2024, in which there is a serum creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 21, a glucose of 100, an estimated GFR of 46, a potassium of 4.5, sodium of 144, CO2 of 21, and chloride 111. Calcium is 9.4. The albumin was 4.1, and the protein total is 6.4. Unfortunately, I don't have the urine in order to evaluate the protein creatinine ratio and the albumin creatinine ratio. We will order that along with the retroperitoneal ultrasound in order to assess the anatomy, rule out obstruction or calcifications. Following number. The patient was being investigated for anemia and has been. She had a folate and B12 that were with the normal limits. In the CBC, the hemoglobin was 11.5, which was a little bit decreased. Following number. The patient has irregular and standing. The patient has a body weight of 136 pounds most of her life. However, lately, she has been losing weight gradually. The current weight is 129 pounds. Because of weakness, the patient was evaluated in an emergency room in one of the local hospitals. A CT of the chest was done, and she was found with a small nodularity in the right lung. Apparently, and according to the description, they decided to evaluate this with a PET scan that was done on August the 2nd of 2024. And in the impression there is a hypermetabolic masses in both lungs, bigger in the left. Multifocal malignancy is a likely possibility, period. Both lesions are amenable for biopsy, period. Metastatic anterior mediastinal lymph node is suspected. there is also hypermetabolic uptake in the anterior portions of the left 7th, 8th, and 9th ribs. There is a history of trauma in the left chest that we have to take into consideration. Lung biopsy is being entertained. This finding of the lungs could be the explanation for the abnormal weight loss. And the patient quit smoking like 40 years ago. She was not exposed to secondhand smoking, according to her information. And there is not a history of inhaling chemicals that could be related to these findings. The workup is in process. The thyroid cancer specialists are most likely involved in the care. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of osteoporosis that has been treated. So we are going to order the pertinent lab for us to assess the kidney function, but definitely the attention should be focused in the pulmonary lesions. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 12 minutes. Appointment in 2 months.